From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he'll announce later Tuesday whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the international nuclear deal with Iran and reimpose sanctions. Mr. Trump has repeatedly referred to the 2015 agreement as deeply flawed in over the scope of inspections, Iran's ballistic missile program, and the so-called sunset provision. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was in Washington Monday, urging U.S. officials to stay in the deal, which Tehran refuses to change.
The core of it, they will want to keep. But what we can do is be tougher on them in other respects and try to address that key question of what happens when the deal expires. And that's where, actually, to be fair, I think the President of the United States has a valid point, and we need to address that with our European friends and with other partners.
Johnson suggested a wider agreement with Tehran.
A superstructure, if you like, of agreements that try to tackle the bad stuff Iran is doing, tackle the ICBMs, tackle the interference that they're engaging in countries in the region, push back on Iran, and then deal with this fundamental question of what happens in 2025.
That's when a hold on Iran's nuclear weapons program ends. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi warned of a heavy price if the U.S. pulls out. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani indicates Tehran could stay in the agreement with the other remaining signatories. In Nigeria, the military says it rescued hundreds held by Boko Haram in four villages in northeast Borno State, most of them women and children. Armenia's parliament has elected opposition leader Nikol Pashinyan prime minister following weeks of anti-government protests against the ruling party. He was narrowly voted down last week. This is VOA News. Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah and its allies claimed victory Monday after Sunday's parliamentary election, capturing over half the 128 seats. Sunni Prime Minister Saad Hariri's party lost seats, although he's expected to call for a new coalition government. University of New South Wales senior lecturer Anthony Billingsley does not necessarily see this as a victory for Iran.
I think the most significant thing is nothing to do with Iran, but it reflects domestic politics in Lebanon. So now we've got a situation where Shia are clearly the dominant force in Lebanese politics.
Hezbollah formed in the 1980s to confront Israel and currently fights alongside Syrian forces. It's listed as a terrorist organization by the U.S. In Syria, hundreds of rebels left the last major besieged opposition enclave in central parts of Hama and Homs provinces. A convoy of buses left under the supervision of Russian military police. An American Protestant minister accused of being linked to terrorists remains in a Turkish prison after a second court appearance Monday in a case straining bilateral ties. Andrew Brunson, who has pastored a Turkish Christian church for more than 20 years, is accused of espionage and faces up to 35 years in prison. He's denied all the charges. Cece Heil is executive senior counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice, defending Brunson.
Day two of his trial, it was two secret witnesses. Their faces are blurred, their voices are distorted. And then there were five open witnesses, but none of them had direct knowledge of Pastor Brunson doing anything wrong.
Heil said Brunson's a pawn in Turkey's quest to have U.S.-based exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen extradited to face charges of orchestrating the 2016 failed coup. A UN report Monday accused the Afghan Air Force of killing and wounding more than 100 boys and men attending a religious ceremony in the northern city Kunduz last month. The government said it was targeting Taliban fighters. The U.S. has announced new sanctions on Venezuela, while Vice President Mike Pence Monday urged the Organization of American States to suspend the government of President Nicolas Maduro.
The time has come, first and foremost, to cut off Venezuela's corrupt leaders from laundering money through your financial systems. Secondly, the time has come to enact visa restrictions that prevent Venezuela's leaders from entering your nations. And finally, we call on all freedom-loving nations across our hemisphere to hold Maduro accountable for destroying Venezuela's democracy.
Pence also called for suspension of next week's Venezuelan election. A former high-ranking Chinese Communist Party official, Sun Chengtai, Tuesday was sentenced to life in prison for corruption, the latest official to be netted in President Xi Jinping's anti-graft campaign. China's top economic advisor is due in the U.S. next week to resume trade talks after talks in Beijing last week failed to produce an agreement to forestall a potential trade war. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.